We're joined by Lauren Israelson. He's executive director of Utah Natural Products Alliance, which is a trade association for the dietary supplement industry. Mr. Israelson, this decision from the FDA didn't come out of the blue. This has been brewing for some time. What's the reaction from the industry folks you've been talking with today?
Most of my colleagues are pleased to see FDA taking some definitive action on this slow burn issue. And as best I can judge from early reaction during a holiday week, the industry is in many respects relieved and pleased to see this action.
Why would they be relieved? Just to have some finality to this?
Yes. Yes. It's been a long and difficult issue for all sides. And I believe it's a widely held view in the supplement industry that we are simply better off to resolve it, move on to the many other useful products that consumers have an interest in, and not allow ephedra to continually come up as a side issue, which has become a distraction and a political issue for our industry that we really do want to resolve.
At the same time, it's got to hurt some people financially. The numbers from the Nutrition Business Journal, which tracks sales, show that ephedra made up $1.4 billion worth of sales for last year. That dropped to $300 to $500 million this year, but that's still a pretty good chunk of change.
It is a lot of money. However, most of the companies that we work with and represent have long since left the ephedra market, and I quite honestly don't even know who other than internet companies are really selling ephedra today. There's a few well-known names, but other than that, most everyone has dropped out, and I would expect that the sales figures will plummet dramatically in the coming weeks.
You mentioned internet sales. How big a portion of the market does that make up now?
It appears to be the large majority of ephedra sales today. And it remains to be seen how the internet sales of ephedra will be affected, but I would think that we would see a significant decrease there as well.
Mm-hmm. How much of an impact did the death this past year of the Baltimore Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler have on the industry? That death was attributed at least in part to his use of ephedra.
It seems to have been a very significant tipping point that it raised both congressional interest as well as broad media interest, causing additional pressure on this issue, which in part, I believe, has led to FDA's decision today.
What do you think fills the void now that ephedra will be gone? What makes up that space?
Well, what we're seeing are a number of products that contain one or more types of caffeine as the substitute for ephedra. It's a class of stimulants. There are a number of individual types of caffeine-like substances which are now replacing ephedra products.
There seem to be indications from the FDA that they may start looking more seriously at other supplements. Is there concern in the industry that there may be other actions from the FDA down the line that could hurt the industry?
That remains to be seen. The industry is very conscious of the need to evaluate the replacement products for ephedra to understand better how these substitute ingredients would be used by consumers, and to, as best we can, assure that they would be used safely and appropriately, both through labeling and dosage levels, et cetera.
Do you expect folks in the supplement industry to take legal action to try to stop this ban from going into effect?
My sense is the vast majority of companies do not oppose FDA's ban and therefore would not encourage or support any attempt to litigate or oppose it. However, I will not be surprised if there is a legal challenge to the ban. I will be disappointed, to be very blunt, but I will not be surprised.
Why would you be disappointed?
Again, because this has become an issue that is a drag on our industry and on FDA resources. And quite frankly, it would probably raise the question of whether the underlying law that the supplement industry is regulated by, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, should be reviewed by Congress in the 2004 session. And I don't believe anyone who is close to these issues believes that would be a useful or constructive process.
You're saying it could open up a whole Pandora's box?
I believe it could, actually, yes.
Mr. Israelson, thanks for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Lauren Israelson is executive director of Utah Natural Products Alliance, a trade association for the dietary supplement industry.